Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's going to be another fairly warm day today. Nothing like what we saw last week, but we're starting to see even more changes with our weather pattern, with even cooler air coming in later in the week. I'll show you that coming up.
Bringing light to a dark day in American history, service projects will be underway across the Triangle in honor of 9/11. Just ahead, how you can give back to your community.
And we're entering week two, where some Durham residents may not see or get their trash picked up by Durham City employees. Just ahead, I'll explain the rally happening today here outside City Hall.
And new twists in the extensive manhunt for a convicted killer who escaped a Pennsylvania prison. What happened that now has authorities expanding their search across the nation as they enter day 12? It is 4:31 on your morning, Monday morning. A lot to tell you about. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your day here as we get things started. Hopefully the schools won't be affected so much as last week by this heat that kept some out. Mm-hmm. But it still lingers. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with that future cast.
Yeah, nothing like what we saw last week. Of course, we had a couple of days with 102 officially at RDU. So temperatures are much closer to normal, a hair above, but still it should feel much nicer than it did. It's still really steamy out there. And because of the amount of moisture in the atmosphere, because of the rain we saw over the weekend, there could be a little patchy fog. Notice by the afternoon, we see partly cloudy skies and just a very small chance of showers, especially in our southern counties. Most of us should end up staying dry. Of course, we had some pretty good downpours over the weekend. Here's a live look at Andrew. And Andrew definitely looking like there's starting to be a little bit of fog here. 70s the temperature. Our dew point is sitting at 68, which is on the muggy side for sure. 72 in Fayetteville. 69 Goldsboro, 64 and Roxboro, and 68 in Southern Pines. That's what it'll feel like as you're stepping out the door this morning. Hour by hour, we'll keep it in the 80s, looking at mid to upper 80s for highs this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. And at lunchtime, much more comfortable than last week, just looking at 82. So you can probably spend a little time outside at lunch. We take a look at Hurricane Lee. Of course, it's a Category 3 storm, 300 miles north of the Leeward Islands, which are right here. It has winds at 120, just moving at 8 miles per hour. It's really slowed down, of course, over the weekend, and it's likely to move fairly slowly, could become Category 4 for a brief period of time through the middle of the week. And then it makes that northerly turn and weakens from a Category 2 to a Category 1 as it moves past Bermuda. And the computer models are still very tightly packed together, giving us a lot of confidence that it's going to follow that path, of course, that was laid out by the National Hurricane Center. We're going to talk about what our impacts will be on our coast coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, the nation will pause and remember 22 years since the attacks on 9/11. This is a live look right now at the 9/11 Memorial Park in New York City. Commemorations will happen there today, as well as at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. President Joe Biden will attend a ceremony on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. Governor Roy Cooper has ordered all state flags to be lowered to half-staff.
9/11 offers the opportunity for people in the community and across the nation to come together and show their strength and support. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning to explain how the local nonprofit Activate Good is honoring victims through acts of service today. Kelsey, good morning.
Renee, good morning. Activate Good is partnering with community groups across the Triangle for service projects today. Volunteers will be headed here to the Green Road Park Community Center in just a few hours for a cleanup project. Meals on Wheels, the Ronald McDonald House, and the Special Olympics are just a few of the organizations that will be partnering with Activate Good today, Activate Good. Service projects will vary depending on where you volunteer. Some activities include making blankets for Wake Med patients and packing kits for students in need, all with the intent to bring joy on a day that brings pain to so many.
And really think about what we can kind of grow out of a tragedy and turn it into something that is really beautiful.
And there's still time for you to sign up. There's going to be two volunteer shifts today, a morning shift and an evening shift. The morning shift starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., and the evening shift starts at 6 p.m. For more information, you can go to Activate Good's website. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
For Liberty invites the public to commemorate the day with a 9/11 remembrance ceremony. That will be at the Eternal Flame at the Fort Liberty Main Parade Field beginning at 8:30 this morning. North Carolina National Guard will hold a memorial ceremony at the Joint Force Headquarters in Raleigh. That's at 8:45 a.m. on Gold Star Drive. And the city of Rocky Mount will hold its annual ceremony at 10 a.m. That will be at the flagpoles outside the municipal building on South Franklin Street. WRL has a full list of ways you can honor and remember those who lost their lives on this tragic day 22 years ago. Visit our website or the WRL News app.
Today, solid waste workers in Durham remain off the job. It's been almost a week since they decided to stand down, putting trash collection in the Bull City at a standstill. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live now from Durham. Laura, the workers' union plans to rally tonight in its push for higher wages.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yes, that rally will take place here at City Hall behind me. You know, over the weekend, the city had to hire contractors to help pick up some of that trash. And I've also seen people online say that they're actually taking their own trash to solid waste centers themselves in support of the city workers. Now, this all coming as workers say that they've been overworked and underpaid. They're asking for a cost of living increase and a $5,000 bonus. Many say they work second jobs to make ends meet. And while the city is using those contractors to help right now, council member Jillian Johnson says most garbage routes are still being picked up by city workers. Two-thirds of solid waste workers were on the job as of Friday. She also says that city leadership is continuing to meet regularly with those workers. That rally here today will take place at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Durham.
This morning, the driver of the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade will be in court for his arraignment. Landon Glass faces misdemeanor charges of death by motor vehicle, reckless driving to endanger, and carrying a firearm to a parade. Now, there's also failure to reduce speed and improper brake charges as well. Landon Glass was driving a pickup truck last November in the Raleigh Christmas parade when it lost control before hitting 11-year-old Haley Brooks.
The search for an escaped Pennsylvania inmate and convicted killer is now nationwide after he managed to slip past authorities once again. These new images from a doorbell camera show the drastic change in Daniello Cavalcante's appearance. Authorities say they were captured at the home of his former coworker, where they believe he may have been trying to get help. You can see he is now clean shaven and is seen in this green hoodie and hat. Today marks day 12 of the extensive search.
A minor setback. We'll get him. It's a matter of time.
Pennsylvania State Police say he stole a white van over the weekend, which helped him get away. That van has now been recovered, but still no Cavalcante. More than 400 officers have been searching for him.
Breaking news. I want to show you this morning. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is erupting, and this is a live look right now at what that looks like. Third time this year we've seen this. These new images show the lava spewing into the air. Geologists say the eruption is at the summit crater. Authorities say right now that eruption does not present an immediate danger, but they have raised the alert level to red for any potential hazards. Kilauea last erupted in June.
This morning, the State Charter School Review Board will meet to discuss approval of new charters. The two charters the board will focus on today are K through 8th grade schools. Carolina Achieve would be in Orange County, and Warren Young Explorer School would be in Warren County. The review board will meet starting at 9 a.m. today and tomorrow.
4:39 right now, more than 2,000 people are dead this morning after a massive earthquake shakes Morocco. This morning, a man speaks out about being stuck in the midst of this tragedy as rescuers desperately search for survivors.
Plus, the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants faced off in Sunday Night Football. Only one team could come out on top, and this win was dominant. We have a look at the team that's starting the season with a confidence booster.
Also, take a live look at Apex. Right now, rain has moved out for the most part after a wet weekend. Elizabeth Gardner is in the severe weather center tracking what we can expect to see today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's a nice quiet morning for us out there. 71 in Wilson, 70 in Durham, 72 in Fayetteville. So it's on the warm and sticky side. Our afternoon highs are going to hold close to 90 for this afternoon and for the next couple of days. I'm going to show you a front that comes through and brings some really pleasant feeling air by the end of the week. It's a mild start this morning. Look out for some patchy fog, a little bit of low cloud cover out there with temperatures again close to 70 degrees. Exercise today, not bad at all. Temperatures may kind of drop into the upper 60s in a few spots, but even at lunchtime, looking at 82, and we'll see a high of 88 degrees this afternoon. So we're out of that really intense heat that we saw last week. We're going to talk about some, again, some very pleasant weather headed our way, and of course, a look at Hurricane Lee coming up.
The death toll in Morocco continues to rise, now topping 2,200 deaths. Rescuers are digging through rubble, trying to find survivors.
I'm all alone now, he says. I had a home and a family. Now I have nothing.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit the country Friday night. Rescue experts say the first 72 hours after a disaster are absolutely critical. It has now been over 48 hours since the earthquake, so the coming days may be the last best chance to find survivors.
All new this morning, Michigan State University's head football coach is being accused of sexual misconduct. The school announced Sunday Mel Tucker has been suspended without pay. Tucker is accused of sexually harassing an activist and rape survivor, Brenda Tracy, during a phone call last year. According to MSU leadership, an outside investigator has been brought in to look at these claims.
Spain's embattled Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales has resigned amid public backlash over an unwanted kiss on Spanish forward Jennifer Hermoso. That happened immediately after the Women's World Cup victory. Rubiales also stepped down from his UEFA vice presidency. The kiss led to condemnation in Spain and a 90-day provisional suspension by FIFA. The national prosecutor filed sexual assault and coercion charges against Rubiales after Hermoso's complaint.
A man is facing charges this morning accused of firing gunshots while police were on the scene in Raleigh. Officers tell us they responded to the area of Domain Apartments. It's near Capitol Club Court and New Hope Road. Officers found shell casings scattered on the ground, and then more shots went off. We're told no shots were fired by officers and nobody was hurt. Police arrested 24-year-old Jaquan Holmes, and he faces misdemeanor charges of discharging a firearm in city limits and going armed to the terror of the people. First responders can get a free chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A tomorrow. The Raleigh Chamber is hosting a First Responders Appreciation Breakfast and is partnering with Chick-fil-A to offer this promotion at two locations. First responders can go to Capitol Crossing or Falls Village Chick-fil-A's from 6:30 until 10:30 Tuesday morning to participate. Just be sure to be in uniform or bring your ID or badge with you.
It's a new era in the W. Royal Azalea Gardens with a new century plant. This is time-lapse video over the past several months as hundreds of visitors snap photos and selfies of the previous century plant, which, as you know, started blooming in May. Well, sadly, after a summer of excitement and joy watching the century plant bloom, the time came for it to be removed. The new plant may seem small now, but give it time. It will be another 10 to 15 years before it blooms.
It was pretty when it got there, right? Dallas Cowboys are starting their season off the right way. They dominated the New York Giants last night, a late Sunday night football matchup, in case you missed it. Cowboys' stiff defense, which just put it to the Giants. Unable to answer on their home field, Dallas pulled out a 40-0 win for week one of the season.
Ouch. We're back on the Powerball frenzy. The jackpot is more than $500 million again. No one matched all the numbers for Saturday's drawing, so that means you have a chance to cash in on the prize tonight. We checked, and as of this morning, the jackpot is an estimated $522 million. If you win, your cash take-home value is a little more than $250 million that you can find a few things to spend that money on. You can watch the drawing live tonight right here on WRAL. Meanwhile, we're waiting for that jackpot weather. We're getting there. At least we're not in the 90s anymore. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center.
Definitely some improvement compared to last week, and even nicer weather coming up by the end of the week. This is a live look at downtown Durham. We do have some cloud cover that's trying to fill in some spots. There's just a lot of moisture in the atmosphere from the rain that we saw over the weekend. Our dew point 68. Our temperature is 70, and we'll be in the 80-degree, low 80s range by the time we get to lunchtime. This is a look at the top of our tower, which is lit up blue for clear skies. Again, a little fog is possible in a few spots. We haven't seen any widespread fog just yet. 88 in Raleigh, 87 in Durham, and 90 degrees in Fayetteville. So it's going to be a warm day today. Temperatures are going to be above normal, looking at 84 degrees and 91 for tomorrow. But then after that, our temperatures drop. As a matter of fact, down below normal. Thursday, 81, 80 on Friday, and 82 on Saturday. And wait till you see the overnight lows. I'll show you those coming up in just a few minutes. Looking ahead to next weekend and beyond, we still have a good chance of below normal temperatures, and those are really starting to show up now on the 7-day forecast, which is great to see. Right now, we're still seeing the same pattern that we did over the weekend. It's a little on the warm side, still pretty sticky out there, and we have this front that remains stationary across our area. We take a look at futurecast, and again, a little bit of low cloud cover, some patchy fog for us this morning. We roll through onto the afternoon, and we'll see a bit more cloud cover popping up. An isolated shower. We're not going to see those widespread downpours that we saw over the weekend, but again, an isolated shower could pop up, especially in our southern counties, and that'll be the case again for the next couple of days. Our rain chances for today, just 20% from about 3 to 6 o'clock, so late afternoon and into the evening commute, but again, just a 20% chance. Hurricane Lee, 11 o'clock advisory, waiting on that 5 o'clock advisory, which usually comes in right about now. I'll have that for you at the top of the hour. Winds at 120, moving northwest at 8. It's likely to still move fairly slowly for the next couple of days, becoming a Category 3 to 4, and then weakening pretty significantly as it makes that northerly turn and really speeds up. It's likely to pass just to the west of Bermuda with maybe 100-mile, 90-mile-per-hour winds. And for us, that means some high rip current danger. We'll walk through some of the impacts for our coastline coming up in just a little bit. Only one 90-degree day in our 7-day forecast. That's going to be tomorrow. A front on Wednesday brings us a few scattered storms and then brings us some lovely conditions. Look at these overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. That's going to feel like fall.
We're going to love that.
Can't
it's about
wait.
Time, right? We are less than 24 hours away from knowing who wins American Ninja Warrior. And up next, we'll have a look at the million-dollar course 8 competitors will take on tonight.
Plus, imagine driving and noticing a snake inside your car. It happened to one woman, and she remained calm, but it's what happened next that surprised her even more. Welcome back. It is 4:53 as we begin our Monday morning. Good morning, Sanford, as we take a live look there at the downtown area. It's going to be a high of 88. At least we won't be in the 90s this morning.
Also this morning, there is a growing push to use artificial intelligence to keep children safe in schools. The new technology is being used across the country in an effort to boost security and prevent shootings. It's called Zero Eyes, a human-verified AI system that's designed to detect weapons. It uses existing security cameras coupled with the company's AI-trained team, plus a team of military experts working around the clock to alert authorities before any shots are fired. This is critical because the FBI says 60% of active shooter events end before police arrive.
Good security comes in layers. Do I think we can really help in certain situations? Absolutely. But are we the end-all, be-all? No.
Positive.
The company says the system only works when the guns are visible and not hidden on the suspect. They say this new technology can be used in public places like malls and public transportation as well.
Tonight's big night for American Ninja Warrior. Someone will collect the show's million-dollar prize for conquering the final stage of the finals course, a massive rope climb. 8 competitors will try their best to scale the rope and bring home the prize. American Ninja Warrior airs tonight at 8 right here on WRL.
Bijan Robinson outshined top overall pick Bryce Young in their NFL debuts, leading the Atlanta Falcons to a 24-10 win over the Carolina Panthers in the season opener Sunday. Young was intercepted twice by Jesse Bates and a rough start for the former Alabama star, who's being counted on to lead a resurgence in Carolina. Next week, Panthers take on another NFC South rival when the New Orleans Saints visit Charlotte next Monday.
Take a look at this snake that was pulled from a woman's car. South Carolina troopers came to her rescue when she noticed the snake creeping along the floorboard on the passenger side while driving down the interstate. Well, the woman was able to safely pull over, and of course she called 911. That's when this trooper showed up, grabbed the snake, and easily pulled it out. The woman said the officer interacted with the snake as if it were a, quote, cute little kitten. You know, he's a snake whisperer. I don't know. He just knew what he was doing.
I don't know. That is public service to a different level right there. Then what are you stuffing the bag right there? That was neat.
She got a new car, by the way. I would, too. Next at 5, it was a wet weekend, but this week is looking a lot drier. Elizabeth Gardner will join us with a look at what we can expect today, and she'll have the latest track on Hurricane Lee.
Plus, it was on this day, 22 years ago, America changed forever. How local organizations are remembering and honoring the victims of the September 11th attacks.
And history at the U.S. Open. We take a look at Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff's big moments.